In January, when I was planning last month's vacation to travel to Europe, I had to make sure that my passport was not ready to expire in about the next 8 months or so. Well, if you have a passport, you might want to check and make sure it doesn't expire within the next several months. A passport allows us to travel internationally and that we are a citizen of the United States of America. A passport entitles us to the protection of our government. To be a citizen is a high honor that comes with privileges, one being a certain favoritism with one's government. We belong to the country, and the country belongs to us. Now, showing favoritism and partiality is inevitable in human affairs. During times of local and national elections, we are expected to show favoritism. But favoritism can be dangerous. Parents who have more than one child may be tempted to favor one child over the other. The Bible has its horror stories to prove the point. Cain and Abel, Jacob and Esau, Joseph and his brothers, just to name a few. In business, employees who have a favored reputation with management often don't fare well with their colleagues. Playing favorites may work for someone handicapping a horse race, but in general, it doesn't work so well in relationships with others. Our lesson today from the letter to James, of James, peels back the curtain on a problem in the community to which he addressed his letter. In James's church, this community of Christian brothers and sisters, a dangerous favoritism had apparently reared its ugly head. When we dig into the text, we learn that most community members were poor. Housekeepers, day laborers, sun up to sundown workers. But every once in a while, a wealthy person would visit their worship service. By admonishing his community to show no partiality, James asks the question, have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil designs? The lesson seems clear. Discrimination of any species is contrary to the teaching and spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. The church is to be the best and maybe the only place where we receive each other as brother and sister, bonded together by the love and presence of the risen Lord. But all of us know that that's not always the case. Favoritism is not only a virus, can inflict the church. Left unchecked, it can become toxic, diffusive, even lethal in our larger community. Our beloved country still feels the sting of discrimination, division, and the effects of racism. Recently, a North Shore Jewish congregation in Mandeville was targeted with hateful graffiti. As followers of Jesus Christ, we must be ever vigilant, even prophetic, anytime anyone, some ideology or group, suggests a pecking order in the human family. Perhaps that is easier said than done. What is God saying to us? to raise our awareness of and sensitivity to the danger of playing favorites. Perhaps we need to revisit what we learned from our parents. Most of our parents probably taught us, treat everyone with respect. And when we revisit the life and teachings of our Lord, we note that He treated every person with the highest level of kindness, honoring their humanity and embracing their uniqueness. We have no better example of how best to connect with and relate to others than our Lord Jesus Christ. He treated everyone with respect, and as believers in His word and way, we can do no less. Isn't it interesting that James uses the example of God's people gathered together for what he calls a meeting to address discrimination? One would think the last place favoritism would show up would be in worship, as we sit before the table with the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Why, it's in this place, with each other, we hear God's word, we pray, and we pass the peace among us. Worship is, in fact, a foretaste of the eternal, when according to the book of Revelation, we shall worship God and the Lamb forever and ever. What broke down in this early fellowship of believers can happen here if we're not careful. We may not single out someone we believe to be influential or wealthy, as did this church long ago. But even before we walk through the doors of God's house, we are all equal in God's sight. Surely there are some among us who have reached milestones in education and in their respective professions. And gratefully, we know brothers and sisters respected in our community for their leadership and wisdom. But at the core of our common life in Jesus, we are simply beautifully brother and sister. Who are those in your life that are most difficult to welcome? Who are those among us most often forgotten or ignored, and if not out and out rejected? And what time or event in your life did you ever feel unwelcome? And what was God speaking to you through that experience? To guard against favoritism's poison that can divide and wound our fellowship, we must live the gospel truth that God loves all men and women equally. The only favoritism among God's people is the favor God shows us in Jesus that we call grace. God loved us so much, favored us so highly, He sent His only Son to be our Savior. So take a look around you this morning, at this people gathered together, and see with me, male and female, old and young, those new in the faith and others who have been following our Lord for decades. Notice how unique and beautifully different we are. Savor the variety in God's family, and remember with me that everyone gathered here and everyone in the entire human family, each of us is God's favorite.